In fact, Jim, our next guest is quite fancy because I saw him at Freycinet Lodge not long ago.
Must be nice.
God, he's doing all right, this guy.
Bonnerong's doing okay.
Yeah, I know. Old banker on.
What were you doing there?
I was walking past, mate. I was in a tent out the front.
Yeah.
Tell you what, he's doing all right. He came in on a helicopter and everything.
Mm. Yeah. Did you come in, the Rolls Royce?
No, I just walked, mate. Just walked.
Well, I'll ask him. I'll get his side of the story. Nate, for months, countless concerned citizens of Hobart were reporting about a distressed duck. He'd been known as Stick Duck.
Mm-hmm.
He was a duck seen around the casino on the other side of the Derwent who had a stick in him.
Yeah.
It was inside of him.
This is nuts.
He's finally been caught, rescued, and released. Please welcome friend of the show to tell us a bit more. It's Greg from Bonnerong.
Greggy.
Good morning, gentlemen.
Greg, what was Nate doing at Sapphire?
Mate, look, I first thing I want to ask you is about etiquette. If you're at a fancy restaurant, you see everyone quite well dressed up, and there's just one bloke wearing a hat. Not great etiquette, you'd say, would you?
Yeah,
not great etiquette.
Would you say? No, absolutely. Nathan, your shorts, your shirt, and your hat. Beautiful. Absolutely.
They didn't kick him out, Greggy?
No, mate, look, he got a window seat. I don't know who he knows there, but he's obviously doing a bit of free promo on the side of the show or something.
Must be nice, hey, Greg. Must be nice.
I may have had a hat and shorts on, but you're wearing budgie smugglers, so I don't know how you got...
Mate, I saved up for 4 years for that trip, so I went whenever I like.
Nate just was strolling past and they went, would you like to come in, Mr. Roy? And they said, okay.
Greggy, tell us about Stick Duck, mate. I mean, this is a horrible story with a happy ending. Of course, Stick Duck is back into the wild now. But what happened? We've been hearing rumours about this duck with a stick in it for months now.
Mate, look, absolutely. And the first thing I'll advise you got to be very careful how you say Stick Duck. Don't say it too quickly or it can be. We've had a few disasters on the phone, I can tell you. But mate, this duck was quite incredible. It was first called through and it was quite a grainy photo. And it looked like it might have been shot with a bow and arrow because it sort of had this great big long stick or arrow sort of stuck straight through the middle of it. And what was really strange is it was sort of down the side of the body pointing upright, so like a telegraph pole. So it was very, very long. But this duck could still fly, which was just astonishing. So after a couple of attempts to catch it, I think it sort of learnt people were trying to catch it. So it was seen all over the place. It was reported everywhere from Howrah down to Kingston, both sides of the river. And, of course, because he was still flying, you know, swimming after a duck isn't a very viable option for our rescuers. So, and flying after the duck is even less of an option. Basically, we just had to keep waiting. And obviously, living in salt water, that had kept the wound nice and clean. So it didn't get infected and just healed around this stick. But after, I reckon it's been probably 7 or 8 months, maybe more, we've been trying to catch that duck. And, finally it was caught. It was actually a member of public, I believe. I was away. Just tracking Nath, basically, when it comes to sport. So,
we're at the spa in Freycinet Lodge.
Yeah, you do love rescuing wild animals, Greg. Nice of you to look after Nath.
Absolutely. There are rumours it was Nath who threw the stick at the duck in the first place. But, look, it's just quite astonishing that this thing was able to survive for this long. And it was a native duck, a type called a Pacific Black. And it was almost joyous, all the messages going around the Bonnerong staff and the celebrations when this thing was caught. It was just amazing and just wonderful to see the stick removed and it was in really good nick and released back to the wild. Just a marvellous result.
Greg, what goes into removing? Because as you said, I mean, we've got pictures of it here. The duck is fully impaled by this stick.
There's a stick sticking out the back of it.
It's right in the middle of it. What goes into removing a stick from a duck?
Well, it can be really complicated. I mean, as you probably know, if you've done first aid courses, when you've got something stuck in you, it's suggested you don't actually remove it because that's probably stopping bleeding and things going on. So, look, some of them are going to be really difficult to remove if they're touching organs and, you know, in really sensitive spots. Whereas this one, it was just a case of anaesthetic. And I've seen the video of the vet removing it. He just sort of started edging it out and then just out it came. And he celebrated, did a little happy dance. So this one was actually relatively simple. Then it's just, of course, waiting for the wound to heal over, keeping it nice and clean, giving it a good feed, but it was in remarkable body condition. But it was just a matter of time. With something like that, they end up just getting stuck. Like they might land awkwardly somewhere and the stick gets stuck on something and then they just left there. So, yeah, it was incredible it lasted this long. It will go down in history as one of our favourite rescues, I reckon. And who doesn't love a duck? You know, everyone loves love saving a duck.
Can I say, Greg, I'll try and say this slowly and carefully. So once the stick was removed, it's now at Bonnerong with a sign that says, stick, duck, stick.
That's right, stuck on the wall. Well, my challenge to you is to say stick, duck 10 times quickly. No, but don't do it on the air.
I'll do it at Fresnote when I get the invite.
Oh, you can pull up a table to me and Greg if you want.
Oh, no. You've got the front window seat. Greg's stuck at the back.
Oh, mate, they said to us, so we can grab you guys a shared table as you like. And I remember thinking, gee, I've got to think quick on my feet here and make an excuse. I came up with something. Can't remember what it was.
Yeah, I can't sit down. There's a stick in me.
Mate, stuck a stick in him. Greg stuck a stick in his leg.
Greggy, we bloody love you, mate. Thanks for giving us the update on the famous stick duck again. I'll say that nice and slowly.
Stick duck, stick duck.
Great
stick
result.
Duck,
well done for Bonnerong, of course, doing phenomenal work. Massive round of applause to you and the team, Greg. This is once again a great result and all the fantastic work that you guys do at Bonnerong. Good on you, Greg.
Beautiful. Thanks, guys. Take care.
Mate, thank you, buddy. Cheers.
Want more Jimmy and Nath? Download the Hit app. This is the show. Want more access to exclusive prizes? Become a VIP at hit.com.au.